This is the West Kent Radio News Feature. Hello, I'm Jamie Skelly. Kent County Council have called for the government to ban disposable vapes. We previously spoke to the KCC councillor for Tunbridge, a member of the Green Party, Paul Steptoe, who explained to us some of the issues surrounding disposable vapes.
There's three aspects to it. The first is the litter. So they cause a huge problem of litter. You know, we've seen disposable vapes all over the place. The second thing is in terms of the waste, the actual disposal of them and the risks it poses. They have lithium batteries in, and if they're crushed, there's a fire risk. So that causes a fire risk when the rubbish lorries are compacting the waste. And the third aspect is health. So they seem to be deliberately aimed at children. They contain nicotine. You know, nicotine is highly addictive.
West Kent Radio has since spoken to Marcus Saxton, CEO of Totally Wicked, one of the UK's leading vape companies, to ask him how a ban on disposable vapes would impact his business.
We've been going since 2008, and single-use products, as I prefer to call them, rather than disposables, have only been a relatively recent phenomenon in probably about the last 18 months. If, however, there was any regulation that came into effect, prohibition at worst, I think, is a bad thing. But actually, for our business, our mainstay is about serving vapers with the right solution for them. And whether single-use products are around or not, we'd still be able to do that for many smokers that are still left.
Councillor Steptoe had raised concerns about the environmental and health risks posed by disposable vapes, especially regarding children, with suggestions that the bright packaging is specifically targeted at a younger audience. Mr. Saxton gave us his thoughts on these concerns.
Important to distinguish firstly packaging, but often the media will cite cartoon characters and really brightly or drinks-led packaging. Those products are illegal products. You would not find any reputable business, either manufacturer or retailer, selling those products. From a perspective of recycling, what we're finding is consumers do not put into the household waste. These are not disposable in a way that general waste is. Please take them to a responsible vape store. We'll take them back happily and ensure that they go back and get recycled as adequately as possible.
With Mr. Saxton mentioning licensed vape shops, we asked him if the variety of non-licensed outlets selling disposable vapes were more responsible for many of the issues caused by the products.
This category has absolutely exploded in the last 2 years. And as you say, there isn't a post office, a pizza shop, anywhere that traditionally would not be used to selling age verified and protocol product. It's really important that these do not get into the hands of youths. And therefore, I wouldn't pinpoint it just to non-vape shops. I'd just say anyone who is not age verifying and putting in the correct protocols like we do to ensure the staff are trained. But it's really important that anyone that lists these products puts in place the necessary age verification to ensure these do not get into the hands of youths.
The UK Vaping Industry Association have hit back at those calling to ban the product, stating that it would lead to a thriving illegal disposable vapes market. Although Totally Wicked are not aligned to this group, Saxton agreed with their comments.
There is evidence there is a black market that is huge in the UK, and by prohibition going into effect on these, what it means is you can't effectively ensure that good shops are doing the right consultation, are providing these to smokers. And what it does is it pushes this underground, and there is evidence of this emerging where effectively it's not regulated at all, and there's been research done into these illegal products because they don't go through the right toxicology and therefore consumers don't know what's in them. So really important to only buy from reputable shops, not put in prohibition, but ensure that it's forced into the right locations for sale.
We finished our interview by asking Mr. Saxton how he felt the government should respond to any calls for a ban on disposable vapes.
I think it's huge political pressure, and rightly so. These products have literally gone through a huge phenomenon in the last 18 months. It's important, though, that the negative consequence of putting in play the wrong regulation, when I was recently in Parliament, I was talking to them about this, and you've got to think very, very carefully about you try and eradicate one thing, but actually it creates further issue in another. So what we believe is it is right to enforce the regulation already. It's right to get education to consumers that there are already other products that are more sustainable for them and won't be such an impact on the environment. So it's important the government think really carefully before they put in place any further regulation.
That was Totally Wicked CEO Marcus Saxton. I have been Jamie Skelly for West Kent Radio.